Good afternoon and welcome to Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball and today I'm joined by Constable Sandy Dibert. All right, so thank you, Sandy, for joining us to talk about RCMP Day, which is coming up fairly shortly. So first off, what is RCMP Day?
In Manitoba, Royal Canadian Mounted Police Day Act was established by a private member's bill introduced in the fall of 2016 by Cliff Graydon, a member of Manitoba Legislature for Emerson. It's a day in Manitoba that formally recognizes the men and women of the RCMP and the work that they do.
So can you tell us some of the history behind the RCMP in Manitoba?
Sure. So in 1873, there were 300 officers that were dispatched from Fort Dufferin, also known as Emerson, Manitoba, to enforce the laws of the government in the newly acquired territory of Western Canada. The RCMP were formally established by an Act of Parliament on February 1st, 1920, merging the Northwest Mounted Police with the Dominion Police of Eastern Canada.
What does it mean to the RCMP members in Thompson?
Well, it's nice to be recognized for the work that we do. When people think of the RCMP in Thompson, it's usually associated with something negative, and that's just the nature of our work. So it's nice to have a day when some of that good work is recognized.
Now, can you tell us about some of the good work that has been done locally by the RCMP?
Sure. So having 20 some years of policing in Manitoba, I can say that Thompson's a great place to work. There's a variety of police work in the north, from keeping our roadways safe during check stops during the holidays, as well as regular patrols, to snowmobile and boat patrols, working the downtown strategy, and responding to a wide range of calls for service. The RCMP officers in Thompson are exposed to a variety of policing. There's also many ways that the police are involved in our community, such as participating in ceremonies like the Remembrance Day service, National Indigenous Day, and Canada Day festivities, working with community groups to address local concerns such as homelessness, youth education and health, and at-risk community members. And also, there are some of us that help in the community coaching hockey, basketball, baseball, teaching snowmobile safety to the land-based students at the high school, and involved with Boy Scouts. So yeah, members are highly involved and engaged in our community. Members will also be out in the schools throughout February, participating in I Love to Read Month. They'll be reading books to the students.
All right, that sounds great. Now, was there anything else you wanted to talk about today pertaining to RCMP Day?
You know, just if you see a Mountie on February 1st, which is this Saturday, be sure to say hello and know that the RCMP really do care about this community. We live here, we work here, and are invested. Some of us call Thompson home, and we are doing what we can to help the community make it safer every day.
All right, perfect. Well, on that note, thank you so much, Sandy, once again for coming by to talk about RCMP Day with us today.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
All right, that was Constable Sandy Dibert from the Thompson RCMP, who talked about RCMP Day, which is tomorrow. For this edition of Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.